Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, happy season two.
Hey, what is going on here?
High quality studio trickery doing here. We're in Abbey Road. We've got that
out. We're in Abbey Road.
Abbey Road.
Which is, of course, in Saudi Arabia.
It's a new Stoke Newington pop-up studio you can work in. And you're listening to 1990s Problems. I'm Ross Drummond. Who are you?
I'm Ali Plum.
You are Ali Plum. That's not changed since last season.
Nope.
New season. We've got new producers. We're on a different network.
Yeah, it's going to be professional-ish.
Professional. Slick. Slickish.
It's going to be slickish.
Slicker than your average. Who's that by?
If it's nothing to do with Saved by the Bell, I honestly can't answer any of your questions.
Why would we talk about Saved by the Bell, Ali?
Because this podcast...
Yeah.
Great segue. This podcast is solely dedicated to Saved by the Bell, which was a program...
Yeah, go on.
...on television.
Oh, I've got one of those.
Yep. A program on television.
I make money.
In the 1990 period of time.
That is ideal for the premise of this podcast, that show is based around then, and not Slicker Than Your Average, which was an album by Craig David, listeners.
Oh, great. I'm glad your memory spat that one out.
Yeah, you're welcome. So do you want to hear... what everyone wants to hear.
Yes. Not us.
Yeah, that's it. Bye.
Great show. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm saved by the bell. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess.
You're not getting the guitar solo. Chill out. You're not allowed that.
I'm air guitaring right now.
Is that what you call that? Well, I think we'll do... I've just had a thought.
Oh, no.
Because there's two versions of the Saved by the Bell theme tune.
Yeah, different voices, right?
Different voices. The other one, let me look it up now. It's by a dude that he's a good singer.
He's one of the good singers. They got in a good singer.
Yeah, you heard that guy's voice. You heard him just sort of like, he sounded in pain, didn't he?
I like that one. That version is the one I like.
That's not good
and
enough.
It's that song that first introduced me to the concept of saying that your homework was eaten by a dog.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was a thing you
dogs
could do.
Dogs eat. That was a phenomenon in the 90s that during the period of Saved by the Bell on television.
Dogs got fed homework.
Dogs were like, just constantly fed it. There's like a BuzzFeed article about it and everything. It's not. Michael Damian, who was big in... Oh, he sang Rock On.
Rock On? How does that go?
Let me find it. Rock On!
Do we know who wrote this one? Because it's actually, I think, cracking tune, and it is really...
It's a great one, isn't it?
It's really good fun, especially considering the show... The story of Saved by the Bell is a very complicated one, but it wasn't originally Saved by the Bell. It was originally a show on...
Escape the Bell.
Escaping the Bell. Escape from New Bell.
Yeah.
It was Escape from Alcatraz. It was originally a...
Clint Eastwood film, but set in San Francisco.
That's correct. There was a much kiddier show called Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Oh, it's a spin-off of that, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's Hayley Mills, who you might know from the original Parent Trap with the long blonde hair and the butter wouldn't melt type look. She had her own show, which was this show where she was this... It was very kind of infotainment, happy, clappy children stuff with a slightly cheeky, chappy character of Zach.
Okay.
And
He wasn't a sociopath at this point.
He didn't turn into a total bastard.
Right.
But he did, of course, still talk to himself and to the camera.
I like that.
It's a very, very boring, I think, 15 episodes? No, 13 episodes. It was since rebranded, Saved by the Bell, the junior high years.
Oh, is that what they did? They were like...
When they stuck it into syndication.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just went, shove a little label on it.
But it's the same cast.
No, not quite.
Okay.
The people that carried over were... character of Lisa, Screech, and Zach.
He's about four at this point, Screech.
Yes.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. There were problems legally.
You're asking about the man Scott Gale.
Yes, the guy wrote it.
Yeah, Scott Gale wrote the theme tune, Saved by the Bell. He also known as for his work on The Golden Girls.
Oh, he did that.
And he's an additional composer on one episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Wow.
Scotty!
The connections are incredible. Honestly, I love that theme tune.
It's a great theme tune. It's classic in that it has whatever... I don't know what the technical term is, so please forgive me. But in the 90s, in TV shows, what technology came about that meant stuff just flew? I've talked about this before. What happened? If anybody works in television and listen to this or edit in, they make credit... intro music. What happened in the 90s that meant that just shit just flew everywhere?
Like visually or audially?
Pictures. Like on the theme tune for the Saved by the Bell, it's just sunglasses go across the screen for no reason at all.
A shoe.
Have you...
literally a
but
shoe.
It's like it's laser undone. It looked like one of those like crap...
snakes.
Segs.
A shoe snake.
Oh, a shoe snake. Yeah. I'm terrorized by those. You've got loads of shoe snakes under here.
They're everywhere.
We're in Ali's office space.
Luxury penthouse suite / bedroom.
He's got a balcony, people. He does well.
I do. I'm all right. There's a palm tree outside my house. It's a lot like Bayside.
Unfortunately, there's just a hole behind us, which is why it's so fucking cold.
But we are, of course, in Britain's answer to Bayside, North London.
Yeah.
And Bayside
is
the area of California where they went to school, Bayside High.
Where rich, entitled kids go to grow up.
To be absolute, as you say, sociopaths.
They turn out to be great people.
In Good Morning, Miss Bliss, it was based in Indiana, and they just, when they retooled it, went, sorry, it's California now.
Yeah, now they can all be assholes.
Yes, we want these people to be pricks, so let's definitely bring it over to the West Coast.
I was reading, I'm going to sound intelligent for a second, if you'll allow me.
Let's watch it.
I was reading a book.
Go on.
And I'm going to misquote it.
I'm impressed so far.
Yeah. And in the book, he's like, people in California... I can't remember now.
Way!
It's good. No, it's like people in New York are cool because it's New York. But people in California and New York's like nothing bad really happens in New York like, in climate ways, right?
Right.
But California's all good. Actually, I realise it doesn't really
work.
Doesn't work as a reference at all.
Shit.
So what I've done there is failed.
Hooray, season two!
We're back.
Thought we'd gone.
We thought we'd gone. Don't worry about it. I've been reading books. I've been writing down the lines to try and quote them in situations. When it comes to the situation, I fucked it up. And don't worry about it.
Hey,
girl.
We've got that theme tune, the wackiest stuff. Like, it has, in my memory, when I'm watching the theme tune, when I'm watching the opening series, it's seeing Dustin Diamond in a pair of pineapple breast cup.
Sexy.
Bra thing. And... people doing a dance, them all high-fiving, Belding pretending to be a 70s DJ.
Or just, like, it's so getting aroused in a bathroom. We'll talk about it.
That was a good one.
that was a good one. I like that they have Ed. Ed Alonso is the dude that runs the restaurant.
In the first season, Ed Alonso is in...
And he's just a magician.
The Max is their cafe.
That's right. Yeah, they're always there.
This is what annoyed me about this show, is that they had about six places they could go
to. It's their central perk.
It's their central perk, yeah. They had the one classroom they had every single class in.
No, it's a small school.
There was a hall.
Yep.
As in, like, you know, where they had the lockers and stuff.
Walkway.
Yes. There was an actual hall where they had, like, plays and stuff.
Sure.
The Max, their diner.
Their sports gym.
Then
where
they had
play wheelchair basketball.
They had a locker room, which was either for women or for men, depending on when they needed it.
No, it's for... There were separate genders, but constantly were broken.
There is an amazing episode where Screech pretends to be an old washerwoman.
Sinead O'Connor. No.
he just goes in with an awful old Irish accent woman.
She's called Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah. Oh, hello, to be sure. I love just being a woman.
There's so many things wrong with it.
It was just, honestly, but going back to Good Morning, Miss Bliss, which was originally, let me get this straight, it was originally made by NBC. No, it was made by Disney. It was made by Disney and then sold back to NBC.
Yep.
And then they decided, they entirely retooled the show, took three characters out of it, kept the same location, but then moved the quote-unquote other location, moved that back to California.
It's late 80s.
Yeah, 88, 89.
Peter Engel, creator of the show, sat in an office.
Mm.
He's like,
this crap show, I can make another better crap show. Yeah.
You know what I've had up to here with this? Where was the old one set? Remind me, intern?
Indiana!
Thank you. How about we just come up with everything that is now socially unacceptable in years to come? Yeah. And I've got a time machine, I've got a lot of money, so I know that's going to be, these are all going to be terrible things to do. But just plow as much of that into a Saturday morning TV show for children to watch.
I love it!
No problem. All right, here's $1 million. Go make it happen.
Go make that objectionable kid more objectionable, make his hair bigger, and make him be able to pause time. That's right, Zach, the lead character with the blonde quiff.
He can pause time.
Can he pause goes, time. He says, time out, and then would turn to the camera and just talk at the camera, and then sometimes would just avoid a problem by walking out of a room.
That's how I deal with things.
That was school for me.
That's how I deal with relationships, family troubles.
Just whisper it, time out.
Time out.
And just walk out.
I just cry like that. Time out. When I've taken too many caffeine pills, we'll talk about it.
Well, we will talk about it. We're trying to do a bit more of a structured thing with the second season, so we're going to do
so
now.
So rather than me being distracted every time you wave like a light in front of me.
Like a laser pointer. look, a tree.
Oh, I've been in a tree once, yeah.
You like trees? Oh, yeah. Sometimes they're
Christmas
green.
Christmas trees.
Mm. We're going to do characters now, actually.
Characters.
We're going to lay out to you who was who,
in
the show.
Please tell me, because I don't know.
The person I've been referring to, Zach, the leader of the gang, the sociopath, as aforementioned.
Yeah.
Zachary Morris, he was played by Mark Paul Gosselaar, which is quite an
lovely,
amazing name.
Good looking guy.
Great looking guy. One of those guys that even when you're 12, and you're 12, he's 12.
I will never become that.
You go, oh, you're one of them good looking ones.
Yeah. When you look at yourself and you relate to Screech.
Yes, me, I was Screech through and through. Screech, again, as aforementioned, was played by Dustin Diamond. He was the super nerd, super geeky, gawky.
Dustin Diamond, is that his real name?
Real name. He started off as just a dweeb, not like a necessarily super annoying loud guy,
yeah.
But becomes a highly extroverted nerd. He kind of comes out of his shell, and it turns out
he's just a nerd that's been told he's special too much.
He actually becomes the valedictorian. He's a very clever guy, but he's just...
I mean...
His voice basically breaks over the first season, and he goes from being quite dweeby and dorky and kind of adorable and becomes this screechy, literally, squawky, gangly idiot hole.
Yeah. Idiot hole.
Total, he's a walking spanner.
He tried to give somebody an idiot hole over Christmas, didn't he, Dustin Diamond?
Yes, with his
blunt knife.
His flick blade.
How rubbish are you that you can't just... I don't mean, have you ever stabbed anyone? This isn't going to go out publicly, so don't worry about it.
Let me think about this. No.
Me neither. But I reckon if I had to try, you'd be able to, wouldn't you?
I'd manage it.
I've cut a steak. I had steak last night. I cut it.
With a knife?
With a fucking knife.
But Dustin Diamond in real life, allegedly, he was certainly caught with a flick knife.
But a guy had wounds, but like...
basically, a guy had
has too many clothes on. It was winter, I suppose.
A guy had wounds in a bar or wherever it was, and he had a knife, definitely.
Definitely. So, not allegedly.
Definitely. Factually. Definitely has wounds from a knife, this guy. He definitely has a knife. Do you think...
Let's put two and two together. The dog ate my knife!
Oh, it's just not going to work.
Is it Dustin? Come on, man.
So that's Dustin. He has had a very troubled time since.
He's having a tough go of it.
Other characters, let's get through this. A.C. Slater, who is the super jock, very beefy guy.
Hates women.
He's a bit of an army brat. Yeah, he's quite a sexist.
He doesn't like girls.
He was a sexist pig.
He's got some issues.
He loved women. He hated women.
He loved women. He hated everything that he didn't think they should have anything other than his
hand random
steroid-ridden cock.
Well, that was a thought for the day. Oh, you're enjoying that, listeners? He's played by Mario Lopez, who I actually think is a really nice guy.
He's got a great mullet.
Lovely mullet. God, he's got a good mullet. He had some really great kind of stonewashed black jeans.
They've like, got two belts on them.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I've always wished, every time my trousers have fallen down and I've got a belt on, I've not thought...
I wish I had a backup belt.
I wish I had a backup belt when the first one fails.
Got a failure!
The loops just perish from my muscular...
Torso.
Power. Strut.
You're doing a bit of a cock pop. You're thrusting as you walk down the street.
You can't hear my shoulders swagger, but they're swaggering. I look more like Mick Jagger, actually.
Yeah, you're going down Bayside.
Look how it is.
I wish I had a backup belt.
I wish I had a backup belt. I've eaten too many. All they do is eat burgers.
They eat a lot of burgers.
It's a bit like me, but I don't look like that.
No, nor do I. He's a wrestler as well. He really is a sports freak. Then there's Lisa.
Hates drugs. Ironically. Lisa, he's probably injecting a lot of them.
Lisa Turtle was the fashionista, super vacuous, basically...
My credit card!
...type, too much makeup-ish,
yeah.
Always at the mall type girl, played by Lark Voorhees. There's Mr. Belding himself. Hey, 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 hey!
Hey, I'm a crazy principal!
And then that amazing laugh he had. Ha, 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 I loved him. I genuinely loved him. Played by Dennis Haskins. And then finally, Elizabeth Berkley, who was 17 at the time of audition. Everyone else was 15, apart from Dustin Diamond, who was 12.
Oh, underage.
Underage. The producers didn't realise how young he was until
it was
too late.
How could they not realise? Too late for what?
In the first season, as in after Good Morning, Miss Bliss, the second, so that your first official Saved by the Bell season, he looks so young.
He's a child.
Elizabeth Berkley is not only about a foot taller than everyone else.
Also 5 years older than him.
She genuinely looks 5 years older than him.
She has all the things a lady would have.
Yeah.
A face.
Legs, ears.
A nose. Her voice is broken.
At least one breast. Elizabeth Berkley, she played the character Jessie Spanner, who is a geek, but a kind of a high... She was a high-achieving... Very intelligent girl who wasn't called
she's
a geek.
She's obsessed with getting into a good university.
But wasn't called like a geek or a dweeb, even though like the likes of, you know, Screech were. Yeah. She was just very clever and that was cool.
All the geeks in this program as well have all got the stupidest names.
They're all like...
Just so degrading.
I actually feel like the way they treat fat kids and nerdy kids is people genuinely
disabled
why...
Disabled people.
This show is so charming. It's so sweet. There's so much to enjoy looking back on it nostalgically. Yeah. But the way they treat fat and nerdy kids is awful.
Scum.
It's all like... Poindexter.
Yeah, they're all called like...
Oh, we're doing Swan Lake on the ballet. Can any of you girls please come join us?
Hey, I don't love anybody or anyone, but can you help me? My name's Face Man, and I'm a loser.
I got a bow tie. You might like my bow tie.
Honestly.
It's all right.
My dog ate all my homework.
I don't believe you. Go away.
My dog keeps trying to make love to me in my sleep in the ear. I call him Mr. Whiffles. I like it.
Poindexter and like Nerdletron would easily be one of their names. There was a guy.
Sound like Transformers.
Nerdletron.
Yeah. Noodletron.
Very, very bendy robot. Mm. There was also a fat kid that kept getting replaced by different actors.
Why? His heart exploded? Or?
Yeah, essentially had a horrible coronary over and over.
He was eating all them burgers. He's the only one with the poor metabolism that ate at that diner.
They kept saying, why didn't you go eat a cake? Like, it's all that kind of like terrible humor of like, oh, go home and eat a cake, dude.
Go home and eat a fucking cake.
Go home and eat a fucking cake. To be fair, I'm going to kick you in the neck. I think we should have been. Hey.
Kick you in the cake.
Go home and eat a cake.
Hey. Hey, you. Hey, you. Plum boner.
Nice. Plumdexter.
Plumdexter. Why don't you go home and eat a Mr. Kipling?
Ooh.
Why don't you go home and have a Pop-Tart? Actually, they probably wouldn't say because Pop-Tarts were like trendy then.
Yeah, a little bit. But I do feel like Mr. Belding was not beyond, you know, the headmaster of the whole establishment.
Yeah,
the
guy who's in charge of everything.
He could easily be a bit of a dickhead as well. He could go, hey, 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 go home and eat a cake.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Finally, we're missing one character.
Who?
The pretty, lovely queen of the world. Everyone loves her. She's apparently the hottest there. Frankly, I think she's just a nice-looking young lady. I don't really get it. Kelly is her name, and she was played by Tiffany... Thiessen, and she was on again, off again, off again, on again, on again, on again, off again, on again, on again, off again, on again, on again, on again, off again, on again, on again, off again with Jack. Sorry, Zach.
Jack Johnson.
Jackie boy. Zachy Morris. He and her, and her and he were a big thing, and there was a love triangle between Maria Lopez's AC Slater, Zach, and Kelly Kapowski. And of course, spoiler alert, Kelly and Zach get married in the very final episode of the very final spin-off of this continuity of the show.
The College Years.
But their movie spin-off, their extended edition, which was Wedding in Las Vegas.
Oh, I don't know. Was that Ali, you're getting confused. That was the film, that porno that...
Screech did.
Screech made. That's
his self-produced, so to speak.
Where he's a stand-in. He got a penis stand-in.
He got a guy to pretend to be him.
It's just his face.
Lovely.
What are you doing?
Dude, it's called editing. You should get used to it. If you can't handle how movies are made.
The same person that... came up with how to get sunglasses to fly across the screen. He was like, I made it. This is going to change television.
Head swaps for Screech's
porn. Head swap. Let's make sure Screech's cock and balls aren't anywhere over near this thing.
Hey. No one wants to see that.
That's the same by the bell, by the way.
I also liked how in the theme tune you actually hear a bell and it works. Anyway, yeah. I don't want to confuse people too much, but this is the continuity of the show. Good Morning, Miss Bliss, which was then retooled and it became Saved by the Bell.
Then it's
Saved by the Bell.
All right.
Had 5 seasons, 87 episodes. Then it became Saved by the Bell, The College Years, which was then aimed for an evening older audience. That had 19 episodes and 1 season in 1993.
Didn't do well by the sounds of it.
Did not do well. Then it got rebooted, but kept Mr. Belding. And then it started all over again with Saved by the Bell, The New Class. 143 episodes, so the longest incarnation between 1993 and 2000.
For where?
Then Dustin Diamond came back into that show.
Oh, gosh.
So you had Mr. Belding and Screech.
Oh, he was a teacher, wasn't he?
Back in this rebooted show. Jesus. And it gets worse because they reuse plot lines from the original show.
Oh my God.
Just to make things even more convoluted,
there
were 5 seasons of the original run.
Yeah.
And the original run was from 1989 to 1993.
Okay.
But in the final season, they graduate.
Sure.
So all the regular
class
stuff.
Dismissed.
They're all going off to different universities. By the next series, they go into one university, but ignore that.
What university is it?
University of California.
So the whole time.
By the way, Elizabeth Berkeley doesn't go there. Elizabeth Berkeley goes on to other things.
She does.
She goes to Stanford.
Good, because I was going to say, I haven't watched The College Years. It doesn't exist to me.
It does to me.
I'd have been fucking furious if the whole time I had to put up with her whinging.
Oh, I want to go to Stanford.
I want to go to Stanford. I'm not going to get into a good school. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm just going to be a pop star for a bit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
fickle.
Real fickle.
Know your dreams. Know your realities. It's 2015.
But Cal U is just where everyone goes, and it's all a great groovy
UCLA.
Time.
UCLA.
But just to try and get my brain around this, there were 5 seasons of the original run of Saved by the Bell. But the 5th season was ordered after the end of the show, which was the 4th season. So the 4th season, they graduate. Then the guys were like, this is such a popular show, the producers, we want another season. So they go, well, that's a bit difficult to do for a number of reasons.
Have you watched any of them?
I know this is doing well, but this is how school works. You probably didn't go there, but this is... There.
You're a rich entitled man, but don't worry about it. We'll explain it to you.
Graduation, we hear? Prom? Anyway, so what they did is they created another season, but 2 of the members of the cast had already signed up, as you would, for other gigs. Namely, Elizabeth Berkeley and Kelly's character, Thiessen.
Yep.
So, they just get cut out. They bring in this rock biker grumpy chick. And everyone comes back. And then they try to feed that continuity into the final year of school.
So it just all flip-flops around.
But just before graduation all that happens. The theory being is that all of these stories that we're watching in this final season took place, as it so happened, without the characters Kelly...
Where were they?
Or Jesse.
They've just got period pains, don't worry about it.
They're gone for a walk, they're eating some cake. Like, there was just no explanation.
I told her to go eat a cake and think about what she's done.
So she ate some cake.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very confusing, very odd show, but...
God bless the television industry.
It worked, and it was, at the time, more popular than The Cosby Show for teenage kids when it was on in its prime.
Yeah. In 1991. The Good Doctor.
It honestly was huge mongous and spawned a whole series of copycat, like, you know, Hang Time and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hang on Mr. Cooper, whatever it was, all around that Saturday morning block. So there's a reason why our show, Night and Night's Problems, its logo is based around the beloved
Saved
logo
by the
of...
Bell logo.
Saved
when
by
I talked
Bell.
To my friend Craig Tufts, made our logo, I said, dude, we need a logo. Can you just copy the Saved by the Bell theme tune, please? But logo, but without in a way that we wouldn't get sued.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, no worries.
They've got very vociferous lawyers, the Saved by the Bell team. Yeah. So could
allegedly.
You, could you, after I've butchered the characters, explain to me, as far as it goes, the general plot of this show?
Basically, there's always a scheme, isn't there?
A schemer.
Zach.
Time out.
Yeah. No, sorry. We have to keep doing the podcast.
Okay. Time in.
Basically, the basic premise of every show is that either something's cracking off at school.
Really?
Yeah. Or something's cracking off, or Zach's trying to crack on somebody at school.
Yep.
Or...
He was a proper horn dog.
He's just like, needs to chill out, man, Zach. If I saw him now, I'd be like, Zach, keep in your pants, man.
Stop.
You're too young for this.
Stop walking up to ladies and breathing on them.
Your whole life to go out and find a woman you love.
You're a good-looking guy. Let them come to you.
Good-looking guy. Stop dyeing your hair.
Well, we're going to talk about this in the later section, but apparently he dyed his hair every 2 weeks. He bleached it every 2 weeks because he's not a natural blonde.
He's a brunette. Brunette bombshell.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, like, I watched basically just like a smitten ones. I just looked for ones that went through the premises of a bunch of them. And they're all just mental.
Because you like this one, which is a wheelchair basketball
that
episode.
One, for me, I looked for it. And I actually thought they'd gotten rid of it. Like, it was so
weird.
Offensive. That they were like, oh,
public should
we
know
probably
about this.
Not. We should try and hide this from the history books.
Too weird for syndication.
But here's like a general episode, and we'll go off of. It was called Teen Line.
Okay, let's do it.
So basically, there's a thing called Teen Line. And they're at the start of the show. They're like, we need to raise awareness for kids. There's this other bird that turns up, and she's got like a leather jacket on.
Yes, that's in the final season.
Yeah, she's like, that's the her.
That's she, her.
That's why, because I was watching it, I didn't know that. So they're like, where is she gone?
Where is everyone?
Yeah, right. Mm. So she's there, and she's from another school?
Yeah, she's been drafted
she's
in.
How do we get her in it? Parents are dead, so she's come to California to find fame and glory. Is that how she's there? Or is it, how did she wash up?
Sure.
Sounds good enough for the Saved by the Bell cast.
Yeah, sounds good, yeah. She came on a bus.
Like Axl Rose in the start of Sweet Child of Mine. Mm. So yeah, anyway, she's there. She's like, at my other school, at my other school, all the sad loser kids, they call this teen line. It's all anonymous, and they gotta talk about the troubles. And Zach like, that's a great idea. Mr. Spelling's like, that's a great idea. Hey, let's do it. So basically, teen line, set it up. They don't show the sort of conversations they had to have with telecom suppliers. We cut all that out.
Nah. There's no line rental issues.
No line rental. It's a lot of money. You're paying for, what, 4 or 5 lines? You got to root that all in?
Yeah.
It's going to cost a lot of money in the 90s.
You're going to have one of those girls that puts the cables into a slot?
Yeah. Mr. Belding, call on line 7. It's a
crime. Hey, put it in your pie hole, darling.
Go eat a cake. Why are we making Mr. Belding from New Jersey?
Andrew Dice Clay.
There was a New Jersey sports teacher who was like, hey, I'm covering speech class. To be or not to be, that's the question.
To be or not to be, that's a goal.
back of the net. Okay.
Hey, back of the net. Heathcliff, it's me. Get in your pie hole, baby.
Hey, Slater, go home, eat a cake.
Hey, Slater, you're looking good today. Come see me after class.
Wink. Because he was the kind of guy that actually said wink when he winked.
He did, yeah.
Anyway,
so they're at Teen Line set up. Everyone's having a chat. Basically, it's really rubbish when my little brother, he doesn't understand me. I wish he would be able to give me personal space, blah, 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 blah. All this kind of bullshit. Teen troubles.
Mm-hmm.
Zach picks up the phone. All working the charm. Man, bear in mind, it's supposed to be anonymous. You're not allowed to say, oh, it's Zach, the fit one at school. Don't worry about it.
Blondie.
This girl calls up. She's like, yeah, my parents don't let me stay out late. It's so they're always trying to get in my space, and I just want to have my own time to myself. And they won't. My curfew's at 10, and everyone else is at, or like my curfew's at 8, and everyone's at 10. And Zach's like, this is a typical idea. Zach, cheeky wink to camera. He's like, oh, just set all the clocks back 2 hours.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey. And then your parents are like, oh yeah. So anyway, he hits it off with this bird.
Mm.
She's like, oh, he sounds great. And he's like, how about, hey, my name's Zach. How about we meet tomorrow at the cafe?
The Max.
The Max, yeah? The Max's calf.
Yeah.
She's like, great, that's so good. So, oh, no, I've written the words Shamu at a wedding.
Shamu at a wedding.
That was our favorite. That was Jess. No, not Jesse.
The clever girl.
Lisa. Turtle. So she's answering the phone. She's like, yeah, I'm just really, the girl's like, I'm really struggling with my weight, blah, 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 blah. She's like, I don't see, like, patterns don't seem to fit me well. She's like, yeah, you look like Shamu at a wedding to this, like, fat girl with problems about her weight.
Wow.
Sick.
Honestly, what this show will do for a terrible joke, and genuinely, not terrible as in, like, oh, how could you, but just as in, like, a bad joke, it'll go, yeah, I don't care if that makes my character unsympathetic, I don't care if it doesn't fit
my
character.
Yeah, everyone laughs, just quirk the can laughter on that
just
one.
Go,
there's just a guy at the back just been like, that was offensive, just turn up the can laughter now. You hillbilly son of a bitch, you don't know anything. Just dropping, like, the M-word all over the shop, just like, and then it doesn't matter.
I was thinking about this because I've been watching so much of the show that it's in my dreams. I was thinking as I was going to sleep the other night, basically everyone but Jesse, this clever, tall, pleasant, nice, nerdier girl,
yeah,
is a dick.
I want to talk about Jesse's song after I told you about the Saved by the Bell teen line.
But everyone's a dick. And Lisa, doing that, that's just prime.
Yeah.
Prime dick.
And all the meantime, she's being like, you're a fat scumbag, I hope you die.
Go eat a cake, yeah.
Screech is like, it's this guy's complaining that his brother doesn't give enough space. He's like, oh, well, it's just like the time my mom got me a blow-up doll. And everyone laughs again. Screech is...
That's horrible.
12 years old.
You have a mental condition.
Banging around with a blow-up doll. What's he doing?
You created a robot called Kevin that was your only friend.
Yeah, it is. What?
Look in your heart.
So anyway, the best part of the teen line... Is it Jesse? Zach goes to meet up with this girl, Melissa.
Mm.
Gets down to the Max Hotel. Conspicuously, normally they're always in the booth.
Always in the booth.
Not a problem when you've got legs that can move.
Sure.
This time she's at the table and he's like, hey, how's it going? And she's like, oh yeah, good, you know. And then she's like, I set my clock 2 hours back when my parents were late for work this morning.
Shut up. Not funny.
Shut up.
Their work's been ruined.
My parents are unemployed. Now I have to live on the street thanks to you, Zach. You dick. And then anyway, so the chat, he's like, oh, you look great. I like your outfit. And then she's like, do you want to dance? And she's like, sure, I love to dance. He goes over to the jukebox.
Mm.
Melissa wheels over to the jukebox.
Because she's in a wheelchair.
That's right. She didn't just change her legs into wheels. She's in a wheelchair.
Yep.
We don't know how. She isn't really... She's born with it. I know that. So...
It wasn't
if you were on a blind date and you're a normal adult... Ali, let's say the first time we met...
Yes. I asked you out to dance.
The bed's covered at the moment. You can't see my legs.
Mm.
And you'd be like, oh, Ross, can you give me a hand setting up the mics?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no worries. Came, rolled over to you. What would your reaction be? You've never seen me walk or not walk before.
I would say... Wow, I didn't realise you were on a wheelchair. Okay, I better...
Install some ramps.
How do you normally dance when you're...
Yeah.
When you're...
Okay, well, what Zach does is he goes, whoa, you're in a wheelchair, points at it, and then he goes, why didn't you tell me? What a fucking prick.
Zach, you total douche.
And then she's like, well, I guess my... able or non-able bodiedness didn't come up when I was telling you about the troubles I have emotionally, Zach. So basically from then, he's like, well, you know what? You're a hot girl. I like the fact you can't walk slide, basically.
Literally.
Go on a few more dates. And Zach just kicks off wherever they go. Like a guy, they're at the cinema. So she gets a special seat in. The geezer in front of Melissa. She's like, oh, Classic. Some people are taller than others.
Yeah.
Melissa can't get any taller because she's in a wheelchair.
Well, she could sit on a pad, but...
Well, sure. But Zach, he's like, shout, and he just constantly shouts as well. He's like, excuse me, can you move out of the way? Melissa's in a wheelchair. Like, just any moment for him to say the word wheelchair. It's like some, like, mantra that he has to say
special
to try...
Special power. Yeah, yeah. It's a wizard spell. I'd like extra popcorn because I'm with a girl in a wheelchair.
And then, so Melissa, so they're all hanging out. She comes to start helping out the teen line.
Sure.
She gives some advice to a girl that's too tall, Melissa. Mm. Who's like a babe. This tall girl comes and she's a babe. And Melissa's like, oh, don't worry. She's like, no, guys, go with me. I'm too tall. She's like, oh, don't worry about it. You just have to be confident in yourself. Zach comes over. He's heard this. He's like, God, Melissa, you gave such great advice, even though you're handicapped.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Zach! I love the idea that scriptwriters wrote this out.
Yeah, and then script editors went, yep, that's good, that's good. Good. Yeah, and then the actors went, yep, no, I'm happy with that, that fits with my character.
Right, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Director's like, yep, say that again, that's
cool,
good.
Yeah. Cut! Didn't quite get the obnoxiousness in your voice that time, Zach. If you just roll back, if you could be more surprised when you see the girl... not be able to move her legs, that'd be great, thank you.
I really like the idea of Mr. Belding walks onto the screen and he goes, hey, 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 and then they go, no, can we use that one more time? Can it be, hey, 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 hey?
Yeah.
Could it be, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, kids? Please like me. Just deeply, deep desire to be liked.
In fact, we are, I think, maybe overestimating that this was directed in the traditional sense.
Yeah, but I think they're just getting away with
murder. But this is perfect for what my main thought is on this show. Go now on. I've watched it. I enjoyed watching it. I've watched quite
I did as well.
I've watched quite a few. It is lame and weird, and it's dumb, but it's lovable and charming and stupid and sweet at the same time. But... they're all dicks.
Oh, horrible.
Like, eventually, like I say, even Screech, who starts off sweet and nerdy, becomes this obnoxious, gawky, chicken-dancing, attention-seeking twat bag.
Yeah.
Lisa, as I say, is obnoxious, obsessed with the way she looks and what she is. Even the supposedly perfect Kelly girl, there's just nothing going on. There's no interest to her. She doesn't like things or do things. No. There's nothing to her. I mean, there isn't a great episode where they think they could possibly become a... dance troupe slash, like...
Pop band. Well, that was Jesse's song. That's the other episode.
A cracking...
It's great.
Cracking episode.
Great episode.
But they whenever they did this imagining... This will be a really nostalgia
a good
buzz
idea.
For you. Whenever they do a imagine moment, instead of the traditional wibbly 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 wibbly, they don't do that.
No. Nope.
They have a pink fade-out square that goes onto the screen. So the screen is covered in this faded-out pink. And that's how you know is a cue... that this is
out.
Weird, and you have these three girls jumping up and down on tiny little trampolines.
It was like a Saturday morning version of that Call On Me video.
Yes, a little like that.
But a little too risky for my liking.
But
I want to talk about Jesse's song. I want to finish my favourite bit about Saved by the Bell teen line.
Go.
So Spelden comes in, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
and he's
hey.
Like, budget cuts, guys. Teen line's done. Forget about it. They're like, no, it's helping so many people. Don't worry about it. Why don't we use Melissa? They're like, what? She's like, and I can't remember how it transpires, but basically, oh, Slater asks Melissa, somebody's talking about basketball.
Sure.
Prior to Belden coming in and saying, we've got to cut teen line.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I found it. You know, like, he's good, blah, 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 blah. I love to play basketball. Screech just goes, how can you dunk? It's like,
oh, Screech.
Wow, Screech. Just dunk your head
in
into
toilet.
A fucking blender and turn it on.
Just go home with your cake.
Turn your head into a cake. Put your head in the oven and become the cake.
Wow.
So anyway, cut to, right, we need to raise money. Why don't we all play wheelchair basketball?
Ba 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 ba.
So... and it lasts a montage. What's a good montage length?
For me, about an hour.
Okay. Well, this isn't that long.
Okay.
But for me, a good montage is 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Tops.
Thereabouts.
Once they'd written all the, like, awful, awful things they have written in this episode, they're like, oh, shit, we've got nothing left to talk about because we've just been horrible to disabled people for so long.
Yeah.
How about we just have a really long wheelchair basketball montage.
Just to fill
about
out
the 5 minutes.
Fill out the rest five of the minutes. Show.
So they do, and then Screech has like a robot one that goes awry. He goes flying through a wall. Ha 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 ha! Prick. The best bit of the whole thing is they're trying to at the start of it. So AC Slater is a competitive guy.
Yeah, he's a jock. He's a sports guy.
He wants to win.
He's got beefy legs.
The first toss up of the basketball to start playing wheelchair basketball against a girl who. So everyone else is able bodied. They can all walk around. Melissa, she's confined to it.
Sure.
One on one, jump off. Oh, what did you use? Trying to get the ball. Try and sat down. Slater stands up and tries to get the ball.
Slater.
What a dick.
Just stop
just
it.
Playing. Hey, let's all play wheelchair basketball, but I'm going to win. And if that winning means I'm going to walk, I'm going to walk all over you. And that's it.
I know we're here to make money, but I'm also here to win.
We're all here. I know, yeah, we're going to raise money, but know that I will pummel you into the ground.
I will crush you beneath my boot.
Crush you and your non-able-bodied legs into the ground. Sick of you.
Now let's play ball.
That's anyway, so that's it. That's Teen Line.
That is unbelievably quite a typical show. It admirably demonstrates a zany conceit for them, wheelchair basketball.
Let's not play wheelchair basketball.
They all are slightly dickish.
Just insensitive. Just the worst people ever.
And then I bet, and this is because I haven't watched this episode, I bet it just ends.
Yeah.
Because this show...
Teen Line saved.
This is the ultimate show in status quo is king. The next episode, everything's fine.
No,
the
you
next
wouldn't know episode, what happened.
Everything's fine. Next episode, everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Truly, there is no real import. Like, even the stuff of, oh, Will, Kelly and Zach get together. Sometimes they're together. Sometimes they're not.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
It's okay if he runs off and sniffs some girl's hair. Sometimes it's not. She cheats on him a couple of times.
Yeah, she doesn't give a shit.
But she's still a perfect little lady that everyone loves. She gets into detention. Oh, she's still perfect. I like them, and yet I don't.
When get away with murder.
I like them at the same time. I look at them and go, I don't like you. They're all really, really weird, and I would not want to be their friends at school. I just wouldn't.
No, like, Zach has a certain Justin Bieberness to him for me.
Oh, there's a Bieberosity. Yes.
Yeah, like a Bieber sequa. Bieberness sequa.
Je Bieber.
He's smug.
Yeah, he's smug.
He's the quality. He's got that quality that kids today have got, where they're cheeky.
Kids today, am I right?
You know what I mean? I didn't have a dream of chatting back when I was a kid. But he's like on the phone. He's got a mobile phone, massive mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
Taking calls all the time. So anyway, I just want to tell you, so we're going to do some key episodes. Dateline's a big one for me. One of the most famous ones is Jesse's song. It was the one we were just talking about.
It's Cracker.
Set the scene, Ali.
I don't quite remember the episodes in full, even though, like I said, I've been watching
a lot of them.
You were
in a haze. But you were in a drug-addled haze.
Is this the one where she has a caffeine...
So it's a geometry midterm.
Yeah, she essentially, quite early on the episode...
Jesse's plowing it.
...indicates that she's getting like, quite stressed out
she's stressed
about this.
Stressed out about it.
She's meant to be king of every class, and then some people are getting better grades
Queen of the class, honey.
She gets, Slater, who goes out with her on and off as well.
Yeah, just...
They have a really weird relationship
she's
where...
She's like, you're a pig. All the time.
She calls him a pig all the time, and then he's like, why don't you go make me some eggs? And then Screech and then Screech will say something like, I like them scrambled. And like,
I've got a protein allergy.
And then the whole audience goes, oh. It should be dead silence.
Cut to them in a trailer. He's got a meth addiction, and she's like just spun out of control.
Breaking Bell. But this is the situation. She's...
Oh, that's it. He says stuff like, "What are you worried about? You're pretty smart for a chick."
He keeps saying "chick." Also, he's the guy that when I think of people doing that edgy, you know, you turn your chair around. And
Yeah, you're doing
and
it
and then
right
you
now.
Ride. You're hearing it right now. You turn
it
around, then
straddling
you're straddling it, and then he'll look at you and go, "Well, hey, chick, why don't you make me some eggs?" That's like totally typical.
I love it. In your world, being a misogynist, it just. Being a bit cheeky and then asking for eggs all the time.
Oh, hey,
hey, honey, how about you make me, why don't you go poach something? Make yourself pretty and poach something.
We've run out of Jaffa cakes here and made me some eggs.
Eggs, fast food and good for you. Hey?
Hey? And also,
protein.
Protein, yep. He's actually genuinely a bit of an arse. So she goes, right, look, I need to pass this. I need to be like A-star student, baby.
I'm not going
to
sleep.
But I'm like minus B. B minus. I'm not doing well. This isn't good enough.
Sick of it.
So she kind of really tries to really fix.
She won't
fix
get.
This
she keeps
problem.
Saying, "I won't get into university if I get blah blah blah."
I've got to have more pills, more pills. So she starts essentially drinking a lot of coffee.
Coffee.
So the episode opens with her drinking coffee,
and she's like, "Oh, it tastes disgusting.
I'll have another." It's that level of humor. And so eventually she goes, "Well, if I don't like, if
that's
I don't,
what I say when I'm on a drinking binge.
I don't like it.
I don't like." I just don't want to feel anything anymore.
I'll have another, please, barkeep. And bring me some eggs.
And then you go home and make a cake and you hit a button that goes...
Yeah, bring my own can of laughter wherever I go.
We should get you a little button, a little red button. So she goes home and starts blitzing for the exam, the big midterm.
Eggs.
And decides to... Nice. Decides to just have a lot of caffeine pills instead.
Yeah,
of course,
well,
people notice her having them and don't really do anything about it.
Well, but Slater does confront her because he goes to help her. Because on, they're on and off again. He goes round, he's like,
but
one night...
Slater busts her by the lockers.
And before he busts her at her house.
Ooh.
He's round the house and he's helping her out. And
he's not a clever guy. I wouldn't have him as my help. But...
No, but he's there. He's like, listen, I got two belts on. How many belts have you got, honey?
Count the belts. One.
Count the belts and then count how many belts there are and make the same amount of eggs for me. You get me? Two. That's how I like my eggs.
Oh.
I like my eggs like I like my belts. Tight.
That doesn't mean anything, Slater.
Slater, shut up.
Shut up. Anyway, helping her out. And she's like, oh, thanks so much for your help. Gives him a sexy kiss.
Mm.
Then, and that was the other thing I noticed. Her room looks so much like Clarissa Explains All's room.
Because everyone comes out the window.
Yeah.
They all come out the window.
Never
because
happens
it's the
in
90s.
Real life. In the 90s.
There's always a ladder outside someone's
freedom.
House.
So anyway, have a snog. He sees her go to take some pills.
Pills.
And she's like, he's like, what the hell are these? What are you, like, real steroid rage about him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Given, what the hell are you taking? Whoa, you can't take this. It's terrible. She's like, no, I'm fine. I've got it under control. I'll get rid of them. Then he catches her again in the locker room. Meanwhile, Zach's scheming. As we always say, Zach's scheming. He's constantly scheming. And he wants them to be a pop group.
Yes, he wants them to be...
They sing at the start of the episode, and he's like, that sounds great. I know a guy.
Do you have the song set up? Because I actually find the
Hot
song...
Hot Sunday.
Yeah, I find it quite catchy.
Hot Sunday song. I can find it real quick. It's
the imaginary music video, like I say, has them jumping up and down in on trampolines. And, most importantly, in the most highly sexualized 15-year-old way, them wearing the kind of late 1980s, early 1990s full-body suit... Like unitard and leggings thing. It's really, really weird. And they're stretching in the mirror and looking at themselves. And anyway, here's a taste of what their band is like. What's the band's name again?
Well, I thought he calls them Hot Sunday. Dak.
Do they get renamed?
The web theorist is Jesse and the Sundays. But I didn't see there was a real frontman because they actually sound terrible, in my opinion. It's just screechy.
I love it.
You got it as your ringtone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's play Jesse and the Sundays.
Big hair. Lots of big hair. Catchy, baby. Lots of jumping.
That's great. So yeah, they do that. But bear in mind, to get to that level...
They need pills.
No, before they got to that, how did they get to this level of fame and success? How does anyone know how great they sound? Oh, girls, you sound really great. Do you mind if we record you... So I could send a demo off.
Zach records them in their locker room with a little hidden microphone because he's a total creep.
No, this is the Sinead O'Connor episode.
Yes.
This is it.
With Screech as an old washerwoman.
What the fuck?
Then takes that recording and sends it to a record company. First of all, that's not how it works. Second of all, that's a criminal offence.
Third of all, have you ever spoken to any cleaning person, matter what kind of person, or anyone in fact... And they've started singing, and all in unison, you sing together.
Well, one time.
Okay, well, the Empire Cleaner people are a fun
Bam Group. Pretty cool.
Put your mind to it, Danny, yeah. Let's go and break
a sweat. And there's a bit when she does a cartwheel and it goes in slow motion.
Yeah.
You liked that, didn't you?
No, I just find it very creepy. It's really quite awful. But the song's catchy and it's so surreal. But this is an episode that is very much a hot button topic, important episode. It's an episode with capital letters about caffeine pill addiction. And this is something that was a big problem at a period where everyone was taking...
Were they?
Yeah, people were, like, especially at universities, were cramming with, like, caffeine pills and, yeah, all that kind of shit. Like, I'm sure it still goes on now, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But there was a period.
Well, we know a teen line that you can talk to if you've got a problem.
That's a great point. There's a girl on the list on the end of the phone. She'll hear you out. Mm. Anyway, so it ends with her in her room, Jessie, confronted full on by Slater.
He's like, what's going on?
It's like, enough's enough. We need to stop this. And she has a massive freak out.
What did she say, Ali?
I think you need to actually play this one because...
I mean, I can do a great impression of it.
Okay. The question now is, do you do the impression first or do you do... And by the way...
Well, let's compare my...
This is called NARM, by the way. This concept where this isn't meant to be funny. This is genuinely meant to be a serious bit of drama. But all Saved by the Bell fans know this as one of the funniest moments in the show.
Because Zach goes around... And he's like...
Is it Zach, not Slater?
Yeah, because he's like... They have a rehearsal because the record label are coming down to a showcase. Where can we hold a good showcase to show off the talent of the band? I know, Max's Cafe.
The Max.
Yeah, let's get everyone down there to a greasy spoon.
Well, let's look at the six places we have available in this whole show.
School won't let us do it there.
We could do the corridor.
So anyway, they rehearse, all goes well. She's like well into it. She keeps clapping. That's the
Yeah,
gotta be great, gotta be great. Anyway... Back home, crashed. Too many caffeine pills. She's on a downer.
Oh, she's pilled out.
Pilled out. She's gurning everywhere. Zach's like, what the hell's going on? We've got time to go. She's like, go where? Where? What day is it? Just all
the usual.
All the telltale signs, caffeine addiction. Yeah. Like it's a thing.
It is a thing.
Anyway. As a caffeine addict, or has been one, these things have never happened to me.
Oh, right.
So she wakes up, she's like, I just got to take these pills, I've got to take these pills. And all of a sudden, he's like, you need to chill out, babe. We'll play it, because it's only 20 seconds. But when he confronts her, she freaks out, she goes, I'm so excited, I'm so scared. It's fucking amazing. Which is the greatest meltdown in television history. I'm not going to play it to you now because it's so good.
We're going
to
do double mic here.
Double
so you
mic.
Fully appreciate it.
Stereo scare.
Pills. You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them back. I have to sing.
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Jesse.
They're hugging now. It's actually quite emotional.
I forgot it's sung. She sings, I'm so excited. They're like, don't sing I'm so excited too much, otherwise we'll have to pay the rights to the I'm so excited.
And also, you're about to lose control, and I don't think I like it.
She just sounds like, I don't know, like it could be in like a really cool indie film where that's the recurring theme. That song means something.
Yeah.
And at the end, she sings like a slowed down version of it.
She goes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm so scared. So scared. Anyway, that's great when that happens.
That is a true Saved by the Bell vibe.
Don't worry about it.
Hey,
what caffeine addiction?
That's no problem. I'll have some coffee. I like it.
Two espressos to go.
Honestly, it's a show where a character can go, I'm allergic to biscuits. Mm. And the next episode, she eats loads of biscuits.
Sounds
and no one
like,
cares.
I'm going to buy a biscuit factory and Screech, you're going to make the blend.
Slater, you're carrying the boxes. We're making a big box. We're taking over the school shop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many great episodes. Those two, Jesse's Song and Teen Line, for me, are great. There's one where... Screech gets electrocuted and he can predict the future. That's a really good one.
I like the robot Screech one. He makes another robot in the new version, the new class, by the way.
Or the one where Zach dresses up as a woman
and is Screech's girlfriend for an episode.
That's incredible, to improve his confidence. There's another one where he...
Nothing like having your confidence improved by your best friend dressing up as a woman and seducing you.
Yep, it's pretty good.
That's what I did for you that time. You were really low.
Yeah, but it was New Year's Eve and I needed to kiss someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's not talk about it. So
Christmas.
There was another episode which I actually texted you about as I was watching it. Essentially, Zach, who's such a good looker that every girl in class was asking him to the prom.
Yeah.
He, to avoid women giving him all this attention, dresses up as a sheikh and does an terrible...
He's
like, honestly, it sounds like somebody trying to do a terrible Indian accent, but he's like, don't talk to me, please.
Sounds like a poo from
Simpsons, honestly, it's that bad. Don't talk to me, please. I'm just going to my locker. And you go, what are you doing? Where are you from? This is awful. And then he goes, and I promise you this is true, he takes off the glasses and goes, hey, to camera, guys, it's me, Zach. And then he takes off the turban and all whatever, like all his garb, and just goes, it's me, Zach. I've got so many girls asking me to the prom. I've got to cover up.
I've got so many girls.
Zach, you're a dick.
This is the 90s as well, and like the Iraq War. It's raging.
Good.
The Gulf War, it's raging.
But this is the show where Screech would just get chucked into a locker, and you go, yeah, that's assault. That's bad. That guy's getting chucked out of school. That's
racist.
Awful. It's racist, sexist, racist.
Yeah,
fine. Next episode, please.
What we got next? Angles, what you got for us?
Yep, someone's in a basement. Great. Let's talk about that.
So, I think let's say, where are they now?
Shall we get to that section?
I feel like, how long have we been doing this for?
We are 55 minutes. I mean, obviously, this was going to be a whopper, but where are they now? Where are the actors, the six key actors now? We've discussed some key episodes.
Have you got any other key episodes you want to talk about?
Well, ones that I liked, I would say...
I mean, that one...
What was the other one I texted you about, which was just so amazing? They do lots of, like, competitions.
Sure.
And the dancing one, the opening episode ever, is dancing at the Max. That's pretty amazing and embarrassing.
Nice.
Yes, there is an episode where they do Snow White and the Seven Dorks. So I'm now typing into... Snow White rap saved. Bell. And this is a very good example of them just taking the piss out of dorks, and that's totally fine.
Funny.
So I'm just going to play this to you because I don't think you've watched it, and it's just important that you've that you experience this.
Wow. Beanpole. Skinny anorexia.
What is going on here?
I wish I could tell you.
Good question.
Now that we see her lying there, we dorks admit we've been unfair. This evil spell your kiss unlocks. Split the cooking and darn our own socks.
What? That Screech dress.
That just makes me angry, that
we
one.
Also need to talk about how Screech dresses. He just comes in wearing just vomit-themed vomit, just covered in a mega baggy shirt.
He's not a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting away with... He's had that thing where it's like... Where their mum's just like, but what do you want to wear to school?
I want you to feel happy in yourself.
Yeah. Mum, I keep dressing how I want, but every day I get put in a locker. People pay $5 to throw balloons at me, but I'm still making money, but I'm soaking wet all the time. And
I keep stalking this girl, Lisa, and Lisa keeps turning me away because she obviously doesn't like me. But
my best friend makes me dress up as a woman regularly, and I have to go into places. And when he's not doing that, he's dressing up as a woman to try and seduce me.
I do all his homework, and apparently that's fine because, after all, he makes me... Oh, no, wait, yes, like I just said,
yeah, maybe
she dresses
just
up as a woman.
Entirely made out of scrunchies. Yeah, that seems like a good idea today.
I'm going to turn up to school as Michael Jackson, do a terrible impression and make everyone feel very awkward.
Have a nice day, darling.
Sounds great, honey.
Scrabble eggs for breakfast, don't remember.
I honestly love this Snow White and the Seven Dorks episode. It's the end of a season and is well
what
worth watching.
What is that? Season?
I think it's the end of season 3.
They look young, that one, though.
You've got to. If you've watched any of them, for my money, watch that one. Cameos and trivia. Right, this is the IMDb section of could this be true? Could this not be true?
Cameos. We're not talking about the rapper Cameo.
The first ever episode of the first ever version of it, Carla Gugino, or Gugino, is in it as a new girl. Denise Richards, the future Mrs. Charlie Sheen, is in one of the beach episodes of the fourth season.
They go work on the beach for a bit.
6 or 7 maybe longer
it's
episodes.
Weird that.
They just go to a beach and work in a resort. It's obviously the producer said, right, we want to spend more time with these characters, but we can't keep having them at school because time's going to run out. So they just take them to a beach. Screech dresses up as a hot dog and falls over.
Good.
There's a big beach volleyball episode. Yeah. There's another one where they desperately want to buy this car. They get into scrapes with a girl who works there. It's weird. It's really weird. That's not my favourite period at all. Also, they obviously did it off-season because it's cheaper then.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not summer in any way.
All
these
raining.
Really cold extras wearing bikinis just going, I'm so excited.
I'm so scared.
So that's a bad period. But yeah, there were a couple of people who went on to be kind of big in their own way, but probably Denise Richards was the biggest name that just kind of happened to be there in one episode.
Yeah.
Is it Tori Spelling was Screech's girlfriend for a little while.
They were on and off again, weren't they?
They were on and off. And then, of course, as is the way with the show, disappears and never comes back.
Oh, because Screech probably killed her.
Yeah.
Murdered, stabbed her to death.
Probably ate her, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So here are some bits of trivia IMDb.
Hit me with some trivia.
Though Kelly was scripted as Zach's girlfriend for the show, the actress who played the role of Lisa, Lark Voorhees, was Mark Paul Gosselaar's, of course that's Zach, real-life girlfriend up to and enduring Saved by the Bell Hawaiian style, which was an extended episode.
Well, that's the thing they always talking about. Well, I've not watched that. They did that Showtime film, didn't they?
Yes.
Which is off Dustin Diamond's book.
Yeah, based on...
Which is now said it was just ghostwritten.
It was a ghostwritten book that he just said, just have a conversation with me for a couple of days. Him making passing references to, we were young, we did things expect
we kissed
young people to do.
And it was like, you had sex all the time then,
Drugs, sex.
Caffeine pills.
The huge. That's apparently been dismissed by absolutely everyone. Even, like we say, the person who quote-unquote read and wrote the book.
Dustin Diamond's like, none of this happens.
No, none of this is real.
I reckon that's because AC Slater came around to his house.
Beat him up.
He's like, listen, you punk. I'll make your face... I'll crack your face like an egg omelette. An egg omelette.
This is also the kind of show that did that awful joke of, the last time we had this kind of scrape, I ended up with my tongue attached to a moving airplane. The last time we got this sort of thing happen, I was trapped inside a giant big bucket of jelly beans, naked. Thanks very much. Elizabeth Berkeley, who plays Jessie, the tall, nerdier girl, she auditioned for the role of Kelly Kapowski, but was turned down in favour of Tiffany Thiessen, but they liked her so much they made a character for her.
Ah.
And like I say, she's the only really good one.
they were just like, God, guys, we probably should have some light relief.
Or some genuinely pleasant people.
Yeah.
Lisa Turtle was originally meant to be a white Jewish girl from Long Island who moved to California, but producers liked Lark Voorhees and gave her the part. Sod it.
Nice.
I should point out, if you don't know, she was a rich black girl. So,
yeah.
Not really similar. We've all done the ageist thing. One of the degrees in Mr. Belding's office is for Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Dustin Diamond is the only actor to appear as a regular in all Saved by the Bells episodes, spin-offs, and movies. The nerd characters always had a last name that contained the word nerd or some synonym.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, they're all like...
Nerdstrom,
dorky
Poindexter,
face.
Geekman.
Geekman, really,
God, damn it.
Really right his room.
Damn it. How is that good enough? Also, watching so many episodes, there was a joke that I heard 3 times about tall people, which is, hey, if you're tall, at least you're the first person to know it's raining. Screw you, writer's room.
I mean, it's good, though. Kevin the Robot? No. I'm just going through a list of people that were in it.
I absolutely love Kevin the Robot.
Where are you now, Kevin?
Well, we can talk about where the rest of the guys are.
I mean,
Dustin Diamond's in a lot of trouble. He appeared in his own sex tape, as we mentioned, which he produced and directed. He has appeared in things like Celebrity Big Brother.
He'll appear in anything with the word Saved by the Bell in it.
Yes, he certainly will. Reunions, no
podcast.
Reunions. He isn't on the, People official reunion photo shoots that happened maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
That's right.
Because everyone involved with the show didn't want to have anything to do with
him. I feel like they really fucking hate him. And I think even then they did.
I don't think they loved him. No, I don't think so.
They're just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I actually thought he's kind of weirdly talented if you're 12. But he didn't improve with age, whereas I actually think that the other ones did improve with age, especially Elizabeth Berkley and the lead guy.
Yeah.
Actually kind of grew into being fun little actors. Yeah. Like, I could so see that guy being in Suits, or something like that.
Okay.
But anyway, what about the other ones? We've got...
Elizabeth Berkley,
was in Showgirls,
which is one of my favorite sex scenes in a film.
She does some pretty outrageous stuff.
She like flaps around like a dolphin. Have you watched Showgirls?
When I was much younger,
right? It's an awful film.
Yeah, I've heard it's
terrible.
Who's
it by?
Is it Verhoeven? I don't know.
I know it's like somebody's like it was supposed to be this like. She was obviously doing it to try and be like
edgy and different.
Yeah,
I can so see after you do Saved by the Bell for all this time, you just go, I need to break this. You need to do like a Harry Potter, just break away.
Verhoeven.
It was Verhoeven, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a bit because she's the main character in it, and it's like all sexy stuff. But yeah, there's this bit where she has sex in a swimming pool, or like, and flaps around like.
She's so excited.
Yeah, like she just says that over and over again. That's actually playing in the background. Oh, I'm so excited. It's mental. To find it on the internet, it's, you know, obviously don't watch it at work unless you really want to get loosey-goosey, but she's flapping around.
I want to get fired in the most 90s way possible.
Mm, yeah, because it's 95, so it wasn't long after.
No, it really wasn't. And also because she was older than the others, so it made no sense.
Out of the caffeine pills. I'm so... Maybe he watched that. He was like,
I see something
make you
in you.
A star.
I want to change your life for the worse.
Come and sniff some of this.
She's also just appeared in a bunch of, you know, CSI Miami
type
shows.
Yeah, they all have. I think they've all done that.
What about Mark? Paul Gosselaar. He was in a show called not Ratchet and Clank, but Franklin and Bash. Where actually, that is a bit like Suits, which was kind of a lawyer show quite recently. That had about 4 seasons, so that did quite well. I think of all of them, he did reasonably the best, I'd say.
Sure.
He's just done a few things here or there. Did his time with Saved by the Bell. Is willing to take the mick out of it and have fun with it, but didn't really, really... No one really blew up here.
No.
It's not like Keenan and Kel where one, you know...
Yeah, yeah. That's it, really.
AC Slater, Mario Lopez, he's just a... He hosts an entertainment show.
That's
now.
Right.
He does like kind of red carpet interviews,
that
sort of
stuff.
He hosts
something like something Zach would come up with.
Yes. Yeah, he does a bit of that. And Lark Voorhees went nowhere. She just disappeared off the face of the earth and came back and had a very weird interview about 4 or 5 years ago. And since then has gone back underground. Not a success, I'd say.
Mm.
And Tiffany Amber Thiessen has had a couple of kids. She was in a show called White Collar for about 5 seasons, which was a minor success, and she was a lead character in that. She's now having her second child. She's doing nicely, I think. She's doing well.
Yeah, she was around for tea the other day, was she?
She was, very nice lady, yeah.
Wish her a lot of luck, as we do all X-90s TV show, Saturday Entertainment, entertaining/actors.
Yes, please.
So, yeah.
I that's kind of pretty much it. Has anybody forgotten that we should remember?
No, I don't think so.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. So, we've done that. Does it hold up? Are we happy with it? Did we
like it? I enjoyed it, but for the wrong reasons.
It's like, you know,
I enjoyed it like watching like car crash videos or whatever.
A little bit. It's charming, but it's not good. But it's good, but it's not good. It's like watching
one of those episodes just to be like, what?
It's like watching a school play.
What are you doing?
Honestly, like watching if I was watching my school play when I was 13,
I would be like, I've written a play for the school. It's called Saved by the Bell the Musical,
which is a thing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Saved by the Bell and Musical. And there's also Saved by the Bell 2, Screechy Boogaloo.
what?
Yep, true enough. True enough.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't love it, but at the same time, I was just jumping through them. I was watching a lot of them, and it really rings a bell, my nostalgia bell, because I watched a lot of these episodes when I was younger. I really did.
Yeah.
And it's just like eating M&M's.
I'd say Saved by the Bell's theme tune's like second only to Fresh Prince.
Yes, I'd say that's absolutely right.
And what I'll do is at the end of the episode, I'm going to tag on the whole full theme.
Do it. Because there were a couple of versions of it.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I don't think it's high quality TV, but it is exactly...
No, it's on Netflix.
It's exactly what
USA.
Our podcast is
on
about.
Netflix UK?
No, I got it on Netflix UK, I think. Sure, it doesn't have the college year, so you're going to have to...
No,
hunt,
I mean, don't
harder.
Bother.
Yeah, they go to, as we've said, California Uni, and it's kind of all right, kind of not all right. It doesn't work because it's not schemey enough.
Yeah, everyone's figured out Zach, but he's got restraining orders everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Zach, you can't come here, mate. Come on.
But Kelly and Zach do get married, so there is that. Or not quite. You have to wait to that follow-on episode. Yeah, so, pretty good fun, but obviously crap. A bit like watching The Room.
What are you giving out of 1,990?
I'd give this 1,000. 420.
I'm going to give it 1,517.
Okay. Well, we're kind of around the same
ballpark. I enjoyed watching it, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. It's, oh my God.
No. Some of the fashion now, some of the fashion's incredible. That's, it's great.
See, that, great it's outfits. That's another example of a bad thing that makes it so good.
Yeah.
Just so like, good.
Yes.
And it's also a proper early 90s thing, so we're getting a lot of... we've been doing a bit of late 90s, and this is a solid early 90s
This
shout.
Is solid early 90s. We're going to do some shout-outs now. Samantha's asked when we're doing a Goosebumps podcast. I like Goosebumps.
Yeah, I
give
too.
Myself Goosebumps.
Well, this works well, then.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll probably do that soon, actually. I don't know. Do you ever watch Goosebumps TV show?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I read the book slot, then I watched the TV show.
Kale Bell's asked, when is the next episode be available? Well, if you've got this far... You know the answer is stop asking silly questions about the reply tournament.
Go here, Kate.
Hey, why don't you make yourself some eggs? Pretty face.
Nice.
Thank you. Ruben said he needs some more Pokemon impressions.
He liked the Bulbasaur, didn't he?
Bulba. Was that you or me that did Bulba?
It was me, babe.
Was it? I thought it was my Bulbasaur impression.
Do it again if you want to see how it goes.
Bulbasaur. Thank you.
Could you do a Pika?
Yeah, Pikachu.
Pika's easy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was the other one.
Could you do Squirtle?
Squirtle. You get it out of the throat.
Squirtle.
Oh, do you want to do my Swan Lake ballet with me? I'm going to chess club. Squirtle.
What's Charizard for you?
He just goes... That's flame. Yeah.
Sounds like me on a sad after a Friday night out, huh?
That's the shotgun in the house. Right, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's all, folks. Thanks.
For the first episode.
For the one person that asked when was the next episode coming out. This has been season 2.
99's Problems.
Episode 1.
We've got facts. We've got structure.
Stat. Boo.
We've got a good TV show.
I still don't know what really is going on.
Hooray.
I'll keep fucking things up.
Comedy. Yeah, thanks for listening.
And as always,
stay
witchy,
bitches.
And here's the full version of Say Bye.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.